Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Tuesday, October 15th. Joining us today are Eric and Kate to discuss a recent study on the use of Narcan, the opioid overdose antidote. Eric, Kate, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Ted. It's great to be here.
Happy to be here, Ted. Let's dive in.
All right, let's start with the key findings. Eric, what's your take on the 43% increase in layperson use of Narcan from 2020 to 2022?
Well, Ted, this increase is certainly significant. It's a real eye-opener, you know? We're talking about a 43% jump in just 2 years. That's not small potatoes. It shows that public health efforts to make Narcan more accessible are really hitting the mark. We're seeing regular folks, your neighbors, coworkers, maybe even your barista, stepping up and saving lives. It's like we're creating an army of everyday heroes.
I've got to stop you right there, Eric. While the increase looks good on paper, it's
masking
a deeper...
Hold on, Kate. You can't deny that more lives are being saved. The CDC reported a 3% decrease in overdose deaths in 2023.
Sure, but that's just a drop in the bucket compared to the years of increasing deaths. We need to focus on prevention.
Kate, come on. Even a small decrease is progress. We're talking about real lives here. Every person...
Let's take a step back and dig into the numbers. The study mentioned 744,078 patients receiving naloxone across the U.S. Eric, what do you make of this figure?
It's a staggering number, Ted. We're talking about 750,000 people here. That's like the entire population of Seattle needing this life-saving drug. It really drives home the scale of the opioid crisis. But here's the kicker. Only 3.4% of these recipients got the drug from a layperson. That's tiny. It's like having a fire extinguisher in every building, but only using it in 3 out of 100 fires. There's definitely room for improvement.
Exactly my point. We're relying too heavily on emergency services. If only 3.4% are getting help from bystanders, we're failing as a society. It's like we're expecting the fire department to put out every single house fire instead of teaching people how to prevent fires in the first place. We need to address the root causes, not just throw Narcan at the problem like it's some magic fix-all.
I wouldn't say failing, Kate. That's too harsh. We're making progress, ye slow but steady. The study shows a 43.5% increase in layperson administration, while EMS administration fell by 6.1%. That's a positive shift. It's like we're seeing more people learning CPR, while fewer people need to call 911 for heart attacks. It's a good trend.
But it's not enough. We need to address why people are turning to opioids in the first place. Throwing Narcan at the problem...
Let's clarify some terms for our audience. Eric, can you explain what naloxone is and how it works?
Certainly, Ted. Naloxone, commonly known as Narcan, is like a reset button for opioid overdoses. It's a medication that reverses the effects of opioids. Imagine opioids as a key that fits into a lock in your brain. Naloxone is like a bouncer that kicks that key out of the lock. It works fast, restoring breathing within 2 to 3 minutes in people whose breath has slowed or stopped due to overdose. Often, just one dose does the trick.
While that's true, it's important to note that Narcan is not a cure-all. It's a temporary fix that doesn't address addiction or prevent future overdoses. It's like using a defibrillator on someone having a heart attack. It might save their life in the moment, but it doesn't fix the underlying heart disease. We need to focus on comprehensive addiction treatment and mental health support, not just quick fixes.
No one's claiming it's a cure-all, Kate, but it's a crucial tool in saving lives. It buys time for medical professionals to intervene.
Time that could be better spent on comprehensive addiction treatment and mental health support. We're just kicking the can down the road if we don't
address. Let's look at this issue in a historical context. Can you think of a similar public health intervention from the past?
Absolutely, Ted. This reminds me of the widespread distribution of AEDs, automated external defibrillators, in public spaces during the 1990s and 2000s. It was a game changer in public health. We started seeing these devices popping up in airports, malls, and offices, kind of like how we're seeing Narcan become more available now.
That's a false equivalence, Eric. Heart attacks aren't typically the result of addiction or societal issues like the opioid crisis. You're comparing
apples. It's not a perfect comparison, but hear me out. Like Narcan, AEDs were designed to be used by laypeople to save lives in emergency situations. In 1995, The American Heart Association advocated for public
access
to...
But AEDs were addressing a purely medical issue, not a complex social problem like opioid addiction. You can't just simplify
this. The principle is the same, empowering the public to take action. By 2001, all 50 states had passed laws or regulations regarding the use of AEDs by laypeople. This led to a significant increase in...
You're oversimplifying the opioid crisis by comparing it to heart attacks. We need systemic changes, not just Band-Aid solutions. This isn't just about saving lives in the moment.
Interesting comparison. How do you think the rollout of Narcan compares to the AED initiative?
Well, like AEDs, Narcan is becoming more widely available. It's now over-the-counter, which is similar to how AEDs became more accessible in public spaces. It's like we're creating a safety net for opioid overdoses, just like we did for cardiac arrests. The goal is to have Narcan as commonplace as first aid kits, commonplace.
But AEDs didn't face the same stigma as Narcan. People aren't judged for having a heart attack, but drug users face enormous societal prejudice. It's not just about availability. It's about overcoming the stigma. We need to change hearts and minds, not just stock pharmacy shelves.
That's a fair point, Kate, but the increased availability of Narcan is helping to reduce that stigma. It's normalizing the idea of helping those with addiction issues. It's like how CPR training made people more comfortable with the idea of stepping in during a medical emergency. The more people who carry Narcan, the more we chip away at that stigma.
It's not enough to just hand out Narcan. We need comprehensive education and support systems in place. Without addressing the root causes, we're just
looking to the future. How do you see this trend evolving? Eric, what's your prediction?
I believe we'll see a continued increase in layperson use of Narcan. With it being available over the counter now, more people will have access to it. This could lead to a further decrease in overdose deaths. It's like how widespread CPR training led to better outcomes for cardiac arrests. The more people who know how to use Narcan and have it on hand, the more lives we can save.
That's an overly optimistic view, Eric. Without addressing the root causes of addiction, we're just putting a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. We need to focus on prevention.
It's not just about the Narcan, Kate. This trend indicates a growing awareness of the opioid crisis. That awareness could lead to more support for comprehensive addiction treatment programs. It's like how increased awareness of heart disease.
Or it could lead to complacency. People might think Narcan is enough and ignore the need for systemic changes. We can't just rely on emergency interventions.
Let's consider another potential outcome. What if the increased availability of Narcan leads to more risky behavior?
That's a valid concern, Ted. Some argue that knowing Narcan is readily available might encourage riskier drug use. It's like the debate around seatbelts. Some worried they'd make people drive more recklessly. However, studies have shown this isn't typically the case with Narcan. People don't choose to overdose just because there's an antidote available.
I actually agree with Eric on this point. The idea that Narcan availability increases drug use is a myth. People don't choose to overdose. It's like saying fire extinguishers cause more fires. The real issue is that we're not addressing why people turn to drugs in the first place.
Exactly. The real benefit is that it keeps people alive long enough to potentially seek treatment. It's giving people a second chance, a shot at recovery. Without Narcan, we'd be losing more lives before they even have the opportunity to get help.
But without accessible, affordable treatment options, keeping people alive is only half the battle. We need to ensure that when people are ready to seek help, the resources are there. It's not enough to save a life in the moment. If we're just sending them back to the same circumstances that led to their addiction.
It's still a crucial half. You can't help someone overcome addiction if they're dead. Narcan gives us the opportunity
But we need to push for more comprehensive solutions alongside Narcan distribution. We can't just focus on emergency response. We need to address the societal
Thank you both for this insightful discussion. It's clear that while Narcan plays a crucial role in addressing the opioid crisis, there's still much work to be done in terms of prevention, treatment, and addressing the root causes of addiction. This conversation highlights the complexity of the issue and the need for a multifaceted approach. Thanks for tuning in, listeners. Until next time, this is Ted signing off.